ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden addressing the nation this evening about averting a first-ever U.S. default.
Look, the only way American democracy can function is through compromise and consensus. And that's what I work to do as your president.
Mr. Biden is expected to sign the bill suspending the federal debt ceiling as soon as Congress gets it to his desk. A call to action for Congress and state legislatures on this National Gun Violence Awareness Day.
We just need leaders to step up and show some courage.
Vice President Kamala Harris telling an audience at a Virginia high school, lawmakers don't have to choose between common sense legislation and supporting the Second Amendment. At least 207 people are dead, about 900 injured, after a train derailed and crashed in Odisha, India. Churchill Downs will suspend racing operations next Wednesday after the death of a dozen racehorses. The rest of the races will be run at Ellis Park. This is ABC News. A crime spree in the San Francisco Bay Area yesterday left three people dead and more injured.
Police in San Jose say 31-year-old Kevin Parker Rana was known to them before the rampage, that he has a history of criminal behavior and was on active probation when he stabbed multiple victims in two cities, stole an SUV, and rammed that SUV into victims. San Jose Police Chief Anthony Mata.
We believe that the suspect we have in custody is the sole suspect responsible.
He says a motive remains unknown. Investigators say they don't know whether mental health or substance abuse were involved. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's National Donut Day. There's still time to go to Krispy Kreme to get a free donut. Dunkin' Donuts giving out freebies with any drink. That song, just one of the many hits written by Cynthia Wilde, who had a decades-long writing partnership with her husband, Barry Mann. Cynthia Wilde died Thursday at her home in Beverly Hills. She was 82. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Five people are arrested and two injured, including a Green Bay police officer, after a fight broke out at a funeral home. Police were called to Blaney Funeral Home on Shawano Avenue shortly after 7 p.m. They arrived to find a 30-person melee in progress. Witnesses say the fight broke out after one person was asked to leave. Both injuries are considered non-life-threatening. The driver of a car that crashed into the Fox River has been identified. 39-year-old Randy Van Lannen of Green Bay was alone in the vehicle that plunged into the river near the Ray-Nitschke Bridge on May 6th. Van Lannen's cause of death has been ruled a drowning by the Brown County Medical Examiner. The crash is still being investigated by police, who await medical results. Van Lannen is survived by her husband and son. In sports, the Brewers lost to the Blue Jays 3-1. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the pizza box. So that means it's 7 p.m. You tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And I'm Pizza Box Mike. I made it again. And Evo's in the booth, man, running the show. Oh, yeah, I made it again. I didn't know there wasn't going to be a show last week. That's cool, you know, because, it was fine. Gave me a chance to just like, wow, Friday night, I can go to bed at 7 o'clock. No, but what I did do was I wrote out the rest of No Mo May, right? Which was kind of cool. And finally got, I think it was, about, he said it was about 2 feet. You know, the grass was going to seed. It was blowing in the breeze. It was beautiful. Some people, the more natural crowd was like, yeah, I thought it was kind of nice. And then the ones that were friends with my mom would stop and go, your mother wouldn't approve of that at all. But the bees and the bunnies and everybody else made it through there. See, because we already have baby rabbits. And they're at the age where they're already running around, kind of, right? So they're not going to get scared and run over by a lawnmower. And I told them about it as we were watching it out. But then another thing was I made a friend with a chipmunk this week. I'm just sitting on the glider, and all of a sudden he jumps up on the edge of the deck and looks straight at me, right? I'm like, oh, you look serious, dude. Were you here last week? Oh, you're the guy. Oh, you've been watching me. You see, I put the sunflowers out and the feeder and the squirrels, put out piles for the squirrel. Sure enough, he came up. They're amazing, man. They sit there and fill their cheeks. Just, it's hard to believe they can put that much in their mouths. And then they look at you like, okay, yeah, don't be watching me because I'm going to go hide this stuff now. And then come back. And then, of course, I had time to drive the roads last week. Look at, you know what? And it was a good thing I did. Turtle week, look out. And the one that I was the most impressive this week, I was driving and down the road. And, oh, my gosh, that looks like a big raccoon in the middle of the road. And I come up over the hill and, oh, it was a snapper. And so I stopped. There was traffic coming both ways. You know, it's a country road, but not, you know, a back road. But people are still jerks, right? We'll get into that later, too, about people driving down the road and pedestrians. But I'm like, okay, hey, keep going now. Keep going. And the turtle looks at me and took a deep breath. And then that way they can get up, their shell gets up off the ground when they inhale, take in air. And then she started walking. But the amazing part was that she walked at an angle towards me to get to where she wanted to go because she knew I was there to help her. Pretty cool. And if you don't believe me, well, my friend was there. And that was the other thing. I got to spend time with my friend whose struggles are just, you know, it was at a crescendo with the mental health issues. And it just kills me. But you know what? Here I am, and I'm feeling good again. I had to fill in for somebody that got COVID at my part-time job, so I had to work a couple more days than I usually do, which, I don't know, I kind of like having 5 days off a week. And then it came time to deal with this debt ceiling issue, which, you know, last week I was going to tell you exactly what was going to happen, and I think maybe I did even the week before. Talked about what, you know, compromising with wrong. And, you know, right away you're hearing all of these centrist senators coming on there and saying, oh, yeah, this is, you know, what a great job we've done, you know. And first of all, people, this should have never happened. And just like Bernie Sanders and a few other people said, that 14th Amendment would have stated your case for you. What do I mean by that? Well, it clearly states that the deficit is something that can't be compromised. It just can't. It says it right there, right? In the Constitution. That the debt has to be paid. I mean, so these guys acting like, well, we need to budget this, and then, no, you already budgeted last year. That's what you're paying for this year. It's like, could you imagine taking out a loan and telling them, well, I agree to pay this amount, and then you get to the next year and you're like, well, no, I don't think so. I think we want to bargain with something here. And every time you bargain and you compromise with wrong, you're wrong. So we moved further right, basically, is what it is. Let's make it harder for people that, you know, get a little bit of food share, right? Because, you know, I get like $23 a month for my efforts. But, you know, there's a lot of other people that they don't get as much like disability, or their Social Security is far less than what I get, which is sad because it's not like I get a lot. But I'm like, with my health care and with my, you know, with my insurance, where I get like a couple hundred dollars a month for healthy food, you know, I feel like this was better than working. Everybody should go. Well, no. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's make even more ridiculous work requirement things. Let's blame poor people. And the sad part is that there's a lot of people in our voting population that, yeah, they get sucked into that. They think, yeah, you know, these people, they get food and they don't work and they got all these kids. And yes, occasionally there is a family out there that is not. I tried to explain to people that they're not capable, basically, of working a job, some people, right? But what do you mean? They should be able to eat, and they should be able to live in a house. I mean, this is a Christian nation, right? Isn't that what Jesus tried to do? Feed, health care, housing, some clothes, shirt off my back if you need it. That's the opposite of what's going on here. Okay, so it's another thing that irks me. 844-967-2789 if you want to participate. But who didn't know this was coming? You know, and every time it's like, so I sound like Bernie Sanders, the crazy old guy that's standing up for poor people and saying, well, you know, if you looked at how much these billionaires and corporations are not even paying taxes, right? And for some people, for some reason in this country, people think that that's capitalism. Well, I disagree. But it's kind of hard. Okay, so yeah, the two senators, the two senators in our state, you know, Bernie Sanders voted no. I knew that was going to happen. I would like to shout out for give a shout out to Mark Pocan as well, right? He's like one of the best people in the Congress. And he comes from Wisconsin, right? He's a funny guy. He cares. He's honest. Straightforward every time. He said, no, I can't vote on this. I can't vote for this. Bernie Sanders said, yeah, no, I can't vote on this, right? And then you get to Wisconsin Senate. Ron Johnson's like, oh, hell no, I can't vote for this. This isn't strict enough. We need to take away more from poor people, right? This is not nearly, this doesn't even, you know, kill people fast enough. Almost, I'd be like, what is wrong with this guy? And then Tammy Baldwin, the progressive, she's not, folks. She's a moderate. And she said yes, and she's right. You know, we wanted to protect all this other stuff, but we didn't have to expose the people at the bottom to more harm by using the Constitution. And every time the Democrats or a Democratic president or whatever, whether you have a Senate or the Congress, you have the majority, and you have a chance to move further to the left, everybody, what do they say? What do they always say, Evo? Don't they say, you can't go too far left? We've never done it. We've never gone too far left, which there wouldn't be anybody homeless. There wouldn't be anybody sick, dying, starving in the street. Maybe we'd be talking about climate change. Yeah, and speaking of that, you see, I can go to the phones. We got Mark in the sack.
Yeah, it's incredible that actually back in the 1790s, Thomas Paine, the guy who authored Common Sense, actually wrote a pamphlet called Agrarian Justice, where he proposed some pretty progressive ideas from back in the day. I mean, guaranteed income, we all start out with something. But on his basis for that is the guys at the top who had the property actually took that from the commons in the first place. So it's actually their taxes are actually kind of a paying a rent on what they've taken from the rest of us. And maybe that's a little simplistic, but I mean, it's something maybe you want to have a further discussion. Harvey Kay was talking about that on an earlier program, I think yesterday or the day before, that Agrarian Justice by Thomas Paine. So, but I mean, and I think the whole problem is, and I agree with you on the 14th Amendment, that there's more in the 14th Amendment than just that on the debt. I mean, it's also, I think the 14th Amendment also kind of negates the whole idea of that the legislature can decide what to do with the electoral votes. I think what the people vote for, because we're electors who select the electors, and that it's supposed to be what we decide for the electors, not what the legislature decides. That some more for people to look at and actually read the thing and actually figure out, you know, that this is what it actually is. But I think Biden's concern was this Supreme Court cannot be counted on to actually stick to the Constitution. I mean that. They routinely ignore it when it comes to voting rights and equal protections and under the law that this particular group. And they're also prepared to get to jettison the whole separation of church and state. That sadly enough, that and ignoring the whole part of they'd probably like to ban the part on the Matthew 25:25-35 where it says we're supposed to take care of one another.
Hey Mark, we're going to break. You know what this is? We're stuck in the middle with you. When we come back, I knew it was Rob in Minnesota. I'll pick you up on the other side.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 58 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 85. Lows around 60 tomorrow night. Low 80s Sunday, turning cooler Monday with highs in the upper 70s and storms possible. Once again, lows level off around 58 tonight. Highs reach 85 tomorrow. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
America, the heartland of America, growing food enough to feed the world. Now it's like the people that need it the most, we don't want them to have it, right? I get a kick out of Pocan, though. He says it like it is. They're holding us hostage. He ought to know, man. He's been working in D.C. long enough to know that these people are terrorists, man. Domestic terrorists. Ouch. 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to Rob in Waconia, Minnesota. But I knew it was you as soon as I saw Rob. And then I knew for sure when I saw Minnesota. How's it going?
Good. How about you, Mike?
I'm just, you know, I don't want to get too upset. It scares people.
Yeah, I wanted to give you condolences about your mom passing away.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? I'm starting to get stronger, you know? I'm using her to keep myself strong. Because I don't have anybody else around, you know. It's kind of cool.
Yep. I'm in kind of the same boat. My dad passed away a couple of months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it for my family, so.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to see that. I think I did mention maybe, or I saw it on Facebook, but, all our moms and dads that when we were kids, I remember what our parents looked like, your parents looked like when we're kids, and now we're the old guys.
Yep, we're getting to that age. So, but hey, what I wanted to call and talk to you about was about, the debt ceiling and about these work requirements that the Republicans want to put on food stamps.
Right, but first of all, Rob, what do they do to get their per diem, their food and gas every day? What are their work requirements? Or for their salaries, for that matter? Show me a senator that works for the food that we provide them.
Aren't they on vacation more often than they're actually in session?
Yes, and this year in Wisconsin is like, wow, they've been here for 40 days, 50 days already, maybe even more this year. That's, out of 180, that's not bad.
Yeah, I just saw a thing, I don't remember where it was, but the Republicans axed out
broadband.
The money that your governor wanted to put towards rural broadband.
Yeah. Yes, they want the people in the rural parts of this state to not have the information that they need to be able to process and kick their asses out of their districts, which is what they do if they actually knew what was going on, because they play them even better than the Democrats play the centrist Democrats play the party.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you like Joe Manchin's pipeline project?
Look, when Biden became president, he gave Joe Biden's wife, the head of the superintendent job of schools or whatever. So I'm telling you, most people will be upset, Rob, that I criticize Joe Biden about anything because he's doing such a great job. And I'm sitting there thinking, great, compared to, stopping the Republicans is not enough. You know what I mean? But, of course he's done a great job compared to Trump, compared to a lot of other people. But that isn't enough for my grandchildren. That isn't enough for the future. And we're running out of time when you're taking back money or the Republicans are trying to just can anything for renewable energy, right? And got their people screaming, what are you going to do with all those solar panels? They can't be put into the ground, and I'm like, well, there's other ways, you don't complain about nuclear waste being in the ground. I mean, geez, it's hard to get anywhere. And this debt ceiling thing, right? Most real economists are out there saying that this is just, it shouldn't even be there because you can't hold the economy hostage like they just did.
Yeah, 14th Amendment.
Sure, why not? Everybody's talking about being patriots and constitutionalists and then nobody exercises it when they should.
Exactly. The point I wanted to make about these work requirements, though, is that the more you work, when you're on food stamps,
The less food stamps
the less
you get.
Food stamps you get,
right? And obviously, So the hard part, Rob, is what if they don't? Yeah, what if they don't have a car? What if they don't have a job that makes as much money that they need? And people get mad and say, "Oh, they should work to eat." Well, they should get paid to work first, and then they don't have to worry about eating. But able-bodied. That's a bunch of nonsense, too. They're like my best friend having mental health issues. Are they going to try and put her to work?
Yeah. Well, me too. I mean, I'm disabled, so,
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm luckily above the age where they put it in.
Right.
But my question is, what if these people do go out and get a job? I've got a neighbor down the line here. I live in subsidized housing, affordable housing, and he struggles terribly with depression. And he finally went out and got a job, and then it didn't work out so well. So he found another job that's working out a little bit better, but he's barely making it now.
They send me stuff all the time, Rob, saying, and thanks for calling. We're almost going to the break, and feel free to participate again. I'll see you on Facebook. They're always trying to make it look like, and I just kind of lost my train of thought there, but like the healthcare that we get, we work for, okay? I always have. And if you're not able to work in what you call a Christian nation, where our taxes, we used to use them to provide for those people that can't for themselves, and now it's let the millionaires off and billionaires off, go after the poor? Hard break. 10 seconds.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden addressing the nation this evening about averting a first-ever U.S. default.
Look, the only way American democracy can function is through compromise and consensus. And that's what I work to do as your president.
Mr. Biden is expected to sign the bill suspending the federal debt ceiling as soon as Congress gets it to his desk. A call to action for Congress and state legislatures on this National Gun Violence Awareness Day.
We just need leaders to step up and show some courage.
Vice President Kamala Harris telling an audience at a Virginia high school, lawmakers don't have to choose between common sense legislation and supporting the Second Amendment. At least 207 people are dead, about 900 injured, after a train derailed and crashed in Odisha, India. Churchill Downs will suspend racing operations next Wednesday after the death of a dozen racehorses. The rest of the races will be run at Ellis Park. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. 5 people are arrested and 2 injured, including a Green Bay police officer, after a fight broke out at a funeral home. Police were called to Blaney Funeral Home on Shawano Avenue shortly after 7 p.m. They arrived to find a 30-person melee in progress. Witnesses say the fight broke out after one person was asked to leave. A missing Sheboygan man is in the process of being reunited with his family. Authorities say 76-year-old Wade Kopic, who suffers from dementia, went missing yesterday but was found yesterday evening. Local hero and Appleton native Rocky Blyer will attend Appleton's 72nd annual Flag Day parade. This year, the parade will honor the U.S. Coast Guard. Blyer is a graduate of Xavier High School, a Vietnam veteran, and 4-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. In sports, the Brewers lost to the Blue Jays 3-1. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Bug Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these types of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives, changing the community. For 50 years, Just Dane.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
But I really having a hard time with a lot of other people's cars. Damn, it's bad out there. Can't even stop, help a turtle, take a minute out of your day, save something that's going extinct. Been here millions of years, longer than us. Show no respect for anything. It was only a little ways up the road that a painted turtle was smashed. I'm like, oh, did it jump out, run across in front of you?
It gets worse all the time. But I don't understand why the roads aren't enforced. Anybody want to tell me? Any police officers out there that want to explain to me why I watch officers parked in strategic spots and watching people, basically everybody, go 10 to 15 miles an hour over the speed limit right by them? Are you waiting for the one person that's going the speed limit? Pull them over and what's wrong with you, dude? Everybody else is going fast and you're going kind of slow. 844-967-2789. It looks like I got Jack and Merrimack, right? Welcome, Jack.
Hey, it's been a long time. Usually not around to be able to call in either Fridays or when you had your Saturday show, or wasn't either. And I would be very disappointed in you if you didn't point out Biden's failings, because he definitely is not an ideal president. But what he's got to do is make people aware of what he has accomplished. There's the infrastructure bill, which Republicans for decades had said they were going to do, and he got through over $1 trillion. There's the big COVID relief bill. There is a bunch of new federal judges, and the Republicans, of course, fought that tooth and nail because they want the whole federal judiciary, all of their reactionary federalist snakes. He rejoined the Paris Accords and made a serious commitment to reduction of greenhouse gases. He reversed the transgender phobic military ban. Obviously, you know about the unemployment rate. Wages have gone up, admittedly, not as fast as inflation. But again, America has the lowest, or at least certainly one of the lowest inflation rates of all of the developed countries. Unionization in companies that fought it for decades. Strong auto emission standards. He got approvals for large offshore wind projects. He's done a lot of stuff. That, by the way, this is just a list that I compiled from the first year.
Right. No, exactly. Compared to what other, what previous presidents have done, he's moved us forward, right? The problem is that we have moderate senators that he's very accustomed to working with and dealing with, and that's how he gets things done. And this is where, from this point on, if we don't start moving more progressive, he could, listen, in compared to whoever the Republicans put up against him, Jack, he's done an outstanding job, right? It's not even funny.
It's not even close,
right? And you look at Glenn Grothman, he's upset, not enough white guy judges. He only put 5 in and 2 of them were gay. It's really hard to be a straight. It's harder to be a gay white guy to be on there than a straight one, dumbass. You can't even do math. So anyway, and it's like 70% of the judges are white guys. I don't need to listen to the white whining guy, man, because I don't really look at myself as being white. I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm just like an animal. I don't know. Native to this beautiful state that I was born in. And I'm watching it just die, literally. Everywhere I go, it's dying because no matter who's in charge, we're not paying attention to climate change, that's for sure.
Well, at least Biden has done something in that respect.
Right.
Admittedly, my son just graduated from a University of Wisconsin System School, and he is not going to be staying in Wisconsin. He's going to be moving to Minnesota.
A better state. And I'll tell you what, they fight the pipelines better than Wisconsin does too. And Joe Manchin, that's another thing. We take, one step forward, and then, Joe Manchin does an energy deal that takes us 2 steps back. It's like we can't do that anymore, man.
Yeah. One thing I would like to say about several things actually about renewables. First of all, you aren't going to be importing renewable energy because it's got to be made here. That's why
all American companies too. You know, yep.
And secondly, and this I think is critically important, and this is what all the people screaming about inflation and realizing that, or not realizing, I should say, that we're being gouged, price gouged by gas, but, you know, petroleum companies.
Oh, God, yes.
They're making money. I mean, I inherited a bunch of stock in BP from my dad, and their profits, not what they, you know, what they got paid, but their total profits went up something like 200 and some odd percent.
Yeah.
And that was just the first quarter of this year. And I haven't, you know, I haven't looked at the latest figures, but if we get serious, very serious about renewables, we put in a grid of charging stations, for instance, that is equivalent to the gas station grid, so that you don't have to drive a couple hundred miles to charge your car, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, Republicans don't want that, Jack. They vote against that.
Why?
And they get everybody believing that it's bad to think about a future energy that would save your environment, save you money. They're so afraid of innovation, but they're not afraid of AI, which we'll be talking about here in a second.
Yeah, that's another topic. But
right?
Anyway, I think that if we do get serious about renewables in this country, all of a sudden the fuel prices are going to drop.
Sure.
Because there'll be real competition. And right now, in terms of windmills and solar development, the actual cost to produce electricity compared with petroleum products is actually slightly lower. Eventually, it's going to take over. Problem is, it's taken way too long. I won't live to see the very worst of climate change. My son will. And that's why I'm pretty adamant about this sort of stuff.
Right. I appreciate it, Jack. And I will tell you that, you know, I talked my mom into putting solar on our roof. Sure. And I know, look, now it's got to be paid off, you know, before the house can be sold or before I can, you know, try to buy the house. But it's for the future. I'm like, well, hey, you know, if we don't start doing it now, I may make it out. I don't know. At 62 years old, I don't hold out too much hope of me not seeing the end of the world. Well, of course, I'm going to see it one way or the other. But I mean, naturally, you know, and to see this, just watching nature disappear every year just blows me away. I think I got time for another call before a break. We'll go to Rico in Rock County. What's up, Rico?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I just want to take off from the last caller there and mention that I just heard something on Foxy News, Kevin McCarthy himself, speaking about, you know, the whole deal with the debt ceiling, and he only got to negotiate on 11%, 11% of the budget. And when pressed on that issue, he said, well, the anchor asked him on Fox, well, why would that be that you're only negotiating 11%? Well, defense and Joe Biden took Social Security and Medicare off the table.
Right.
There you go. He played you like a fiddle during that State of the Union address in February. Say what you want about old Joe. We're only going to get back into this a little bit at a time. And I think he did a great job. I think he did a great job on this. He took Social Security and Medicare off the table, right out of Kevin McCarthy's mouth. That is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, thanks, Rico. But I agree with that, except for one thing. The Republicans the Republicans were never going to really take out Social Security and Medicare this time around, I don't think. You get too many people screaming. But remember, they said, no, we're not going to take it out. We're not going to take it out. And then they say they are going to take it out. Then they say they aren't. They've never, you know, they've done it to everything else, though, right? You know, they flipped Roe v. Wade. Pretty much flipped everybody's minds on education and everything else. I can't believe on education and environment that the Republican Party has run away from both of those, where that was the one thing that you know, I think I had in common with a lot of Republicans way back when was that, and for environment and education, there was no argument. Everybody knew that everybody should have an opportunity for an education, and we knew the importance of protecting our environment. I don't get it, but which is why, you know, at the, we can give all kinds of praise to Biden for what he's done, but the things that haven't been done is what I'm talking about, people, right? When you get approval for another pipeline, when you get the biggest military budget ever at a time where we got people's income disparity is just getting worse all the freaking time, okay? What is it? Our minimum wage in Wisconsin is still, what, $7.25 or $7.50? Or is it $7.75? Some ridiculous thing that, you know, Republicans would think that their children should get more than that if they were babysitting one kid for a few hours, right? Not a whole classroom like a teacher. I just can't understand it, man. Well, I guess I think it's, I'll tell you what, this time that I had off, you know, just sitting and thinking the last 7 or 8 days, I calmed down a little bit and I said, well, you know what it is. Yeah, you actually know what it is. These people are just straight up evil. God damn it. They're evil. Okay? No, nobody talks like that. Nobody acts like that. Nobody threatens like that. That's evil, man. Just absolutely. Anybody want to debate me on that? Any righties out there want to call in and tell me how Christian you are tonight? With everything that you stand for? Just come on. Defend yourselves. You know how you like to jump all over the map? I can do that. I'm a spaz. I got ADHD. 844-967-2789. All the things that the Republicans are okay with. You know, when I heard Ted Cruz talking about Bud Light targeting, they're targeting children with their ads, with their beer ads, because they, you know, because of a transgender person. Really? Well, right here in Wisconsin, Ted Cruz there. Yeah, they're targeting our teenagers to be able to serve drinks at 14 years old at the bar, you know. Grooming and pedophiling. They're sick, okay? Every time the Republicans get away with calling liberals or Democrats or anything the names, and they're just like hoping it sticks. And they are the masters of projection because there's enough people that just think, I don't know why they... Are they that insecure with themselves? Is that what it is? They're so insecure with themselves that they join the fascist club and feel like they're, you know, they're safe. Like they belong. There's something wrong with this country. And there's something wrong with the whole world. Because it's happening everywhere. I see Turkey decided to, you know, give their fascist another whatever... how many years he's been there, and things are so bad. Why do you...
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS. VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky tonight with a low of 58. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs around 85. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Low 80s Sunday, turning cooler Monday with highs in the upper 70s and storms possible. To recap, we should dip down to around 58 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Driving down the road, all I ever see now is roadkill and road rage. I'm the only one that's pretending like I'm scoring points, driving within the lines, using my directionals, going like, you know, going a reasonable speed. What I said, don't go the speed limit. The cops will think something, you're inebriated or something. I've never seen people drive crazier. I mean, really dangerous stuff. But yeah, artificial intelligence. What was it, a few weeks ago we talked about it a little bit? You know, what do you think about it, Pizza Box? I'm like, extinction, man. The last nail in the coffin right there. And now the guys that are responsible for it, or at least for advancing it to where it is now. Man, let's be careful. This could actually backfire. You mean where the part, like in Terminator, where the machines decided, why, we're smarter than the humans. Look at how stupid they are. Look at just, you know, they just are not rational. We got to take them out, man. Or, worse yet, put them in charge of the military weapons and then have somebody hack into that. And it just gets worse. Last chance to call in. 844-967-2789. Yeah, I didn't think I'd get any far wrong right wingers calling the show. I should, like, you know, do like Crudy did. Invite, like, see if, like, Dan the Clan O'Donnell wants to come on. Or better yet, Vicky. Because, like, I think she and I, like, graduated high school the same year, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I do have a caller. And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's Joanne.
Hey, wonderful show. I was just listening and enjoying, and then you said you'd like another caller. And so here I am. About AI. I just read an article.
You were the one that asked me, what do I think about it? I'm like, this is just, this isn't going to end well. Just like all the sci-fis.
Bingo, but there's immediate consequences, too. Some people are losing jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, write stories for newspapers or copy edits for marketing firms and all of that. They're losing jobs right now, so that's not very good. And AI's been making all these mistakes, too. And it needs that human hand, but it's not getting it.
Well, and that's what's hurting my son right now in the crypto market is these robots that, you know, that's artificial intelligence that's running the market right now. And it's designed to, you know, to win. You know, it's out there eating it up.
That's scary, too, because you know that if something, if there's a little blurp in the system somewhere and the AI gets excited, we could all lose a lot of money. And there could be a lot of issues, social issues involved with it. I mean, it's not just nuclear annihilation that we're worried about. You know, the stock market crashing is not a very good outcome either.
Is it time to start saving our buckets of change and putting a little money under the mattress again? Something like
those
that?
Those pennies are worth a lot. A penny is actually worth more in its copper than it is in the
Yeah, I know.
Combination. Yeah, you know that.
Well, it'd be even cooler if you found that one from, like, I think it's 1944 during the war, the steel penny, that there's one of them that's worth just like a whole bunch, right? Which reminds me, Joanne, about a month ago, if you would have jumped onto this Pepe the Frog crypto coin and put, you know, bought like 100 of them, oh my God, you would have been like a millionaire, like a month later, not even, you know, just basically overnight, okay? But then you find out that it was like this neo-Nazi group that they got the thing rolling, and you're like, oh my God, it's bad. It is. It's just awful all across the planet.
Yeah, but I always like to feel that I earn my money. You know, it's old-fashioned, but I always like to feel that you work so hard, and it's at the end of the day, you've done something. You've helped somebody. You've made somebody's life better. And it's a great feeling, and when you put just money away and some magic happens and it doubles, I mean, I don't get the same thrill other people do. You know, maybe that means I'm not as much of a capitalist as other people are, but that maybe is too bad.
Well, no, I remember, like, most of us, listen, they always act like, you know, working people don't like to work. Well, that's ridiculous, because we wouldn't be working if we didn't like to work, but you, the one that's saying that we don't like to work who doesn't work, I believe you don't. Now, we do know those people that didn't like to work that much, and that's why we told them to get into politics. But to cream us over everybody else, it costs more to feed billionaires than it does to feed the hungry and the poor that don't deserve to be hungry and poor.
Yeah. Well, just one note, something I'll call in maybe next week or another time where you have a little time. I'd really like to talk about how nutrition isn't made out to be the life-saving essence that it is. I mean, when you deny people nutrition, you're denying them health care. I mean, that's that, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables and all the stuff that poor people are being denied because of these shenanigans in the budget, that's going to make them sick. And then we have to pay because they get some horrible sicknesses and all of that. And instead of just giving them the good food that they need to survive. I mean, doctors don't even tell you what, you know, when you say, hey, what should I be eating and all that, they say, well, you know, balanced diet. No, I mean, you know, what should I do? And, you know, they don't teach nutrition in medical schools. They really don't.
Well, they want people to get diabetes so that they can spend outrageous for, you know, to get their shots. And so it's just, I said it's evil. I don't think I'm wrong. And by the way, thank you for calling in on the last call, Joanne, because I would have had to talk a lot more. Hot in the city. Yeah, it is. At my house, I got home, it was like 79. That is kind of warm. Turn it on and got it down to 75, and that was good enough. We'll see you next Friday, right here, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting out of Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Network, outside the Pizza Box. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Evo.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Four Seasons Landscaping Solutions in Lena reminds listeners that we depend on our military to protect our nation. Honor them with a care package. If you don't know what, where, or how to send a package to our troops, just call your local veterans organization. This message is from Four Seasons Landscaping Solutions, serving the Green Bay area for all your landscaping needs and for protecting your shoreline. For landscaping and riprap installation, visit FourSeasonLandscapingSolutions.com, helping give our troops the comforts of home they deserve.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson.